Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 17th of March 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Rick VK7RI. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Justin VK7TW. On 7.140 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 14.130 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user-activated, VK7 News, only from 0930 to 1000 hours by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Event news. Meet the Voice 2019. Meet the Voice 2019 in Ross, Tasmania is next week. Occurring over the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of March, this is a great opportunity to catch up with your fellow hams face to face. Share a yarn and the latest info, be present for the annual Sewing Circle Award and all around have a good time with friends. Held at the new location this year, Meet the Voice will be at the Ross Community Sports Club at 4 to 10 Park Street. We have access to club rooms complete with flushing toilets, a kitchen, electricity, maybe even a heater, such luxuries. Camping on the site is available and will be charged at $10 per person. The main event is held on Sunday, kicking off at around 10:30 a.m. Entry is $5 and will grant you a ticket to the raffle. And due to the large amount of level outdoor space we will have at the venue, you're invited to bring along the latest project to demonstrate, and perhaps our EME guys will have good conditions to demonstrate this time. Space will be set aside for a car boot sale. Please be aware that each individual is responsible for their own space and sales and for leaving the area clear of any debris. Barbecue facilities will be available, bring your own meat style. BYO alcoholic beverages are permitted as well, but please drink responsibly. For further information can be obtained from Danny, VK7FREQ, via email, which is vk7freq@gmail.com, or the Meet the Voice Facebook page. We look forward to seeing you there, and that's 73s from Danny, VK7FREQ. And now news from the north. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks and Reserve Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, you can contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Report on the working bee held yesterday will be provided in next week's news. In the meantime, we bring you a brief roundup of the March barbecue meeting held on Sunday the 9th of March. Although it was a long weekend and many regulars had early recorded their apologies, we still managed a good roll-up for both the barbecue lunch and the following meeting. We were pleased to welcome visitors Denise Brogan and Marie Miller from Clarence Point, who are keen to obtain their amateur licences. Dennis tells us he was keen boater in the past and had a long wanted to become an amateur radio operator. Marie is the daughter of a ZL amateur, so is no stranger to the hobby. They appear to enjoy themselves and indeed backed up by attending the technical session on Wednesday evening and have now joined NTARC. We bid them a warm welcome. As usual, our chefs, Idris and Andre, cooked up their usual fare of sausages, roux and bacon patties, lamb chops, bacon and onion. These were accompanied by a variety of salads and it was much enjoyed for those present, most of whom readily admitted to having eaten far too much. Much laughter and chatting over lunch had us all primed for the meeting, which commenced on time at 1400 hours. Once again, the agenda was quickly worked through and stumps declared at 1429 hours. One of the matters discussed at the general meeting was the desirability of calling a special general meeting to consider some amendments to the club rules to cover electronic banking, as recommended by our order in his report for 2017 and 2018. I can now advise that the following, that Following that discussion, the committee agreed on Tuesday and determined that a special general meeting for the purpose will be held on Wednesday, 10th of April, commencing at 7:30 p.m. All financial members have been notified of proposed changes this week, along with required explanation to their effect. The notifications have been sent to the email address held on the membership register. For the two members whom we do not have an email address, the notice will be in the post this week. Other matters discussed included the ongoing concern about the future of amateur licence examination service, in view of the very steep increases in the service fees that have been announced by the new contractor, the Australian Maritime College, and their likely impact on future recruitment to the hobby. The absence of other operational detail from the AMC and at the time also figured promptly in that discussion. Suffice it to say that the mood of the meeting was that it is an unsatisfactory state of affairs, and we can only hope it's remedied quickly so the examination service can continue without prolonged interruption. Silent Key, Reverend George Dobbs, G3RJV. We were saddened to learn of the passing of George Dobbs, G3RJV, on the 11th of March 2019. George was an absolute legend in the world of lower power operating, or QRP as is known to most of us. He was a prolific designer and builder of diminutive rigs, and fortunately for us, he was also a prolific author and lecturer on the subject, frequently entertaining and educating amateurs on both sides of the Atlantic and indeed internationally, including frequent lectures at the Major Ham get-togethers, 4 days in May, or FDIM as it's more commonly known, and of course, undoubtedly the largest such event in the world, the famous Dayton Hamvention. Back in the UK, George was also a leading light in the GQRP Club as both founder and secretary general. He remained active in his operation until recent times. He was a major contributor to the Sprat magazine, as well as writing regular columns for Practical Wireless and other periodicals, hanging up his Practical Wireless bin only within the last 2 to 3 years. In fact, so vast is his output of internationally, his name has become synonymous with QRP, with him frequently being cited as the authority in amateur discussions on the internet. It would be fair to say that probably nobody has made greater contribution to maintaining the homebrew aspect and low-power operation than George in recent decades. So well he had become known that it seemed he must always have been the leading guru in the field. So it came as something as a surprise that he was aged just 75 at his passing. Somehow George managed to maintain all the effort while simultaneously performing his role as an Anglican vicar and perhaps the best tradition, slightly eccentric English cleric. George had been suffering from dementia in recent times, but succumbed to hospital to an infection which did not respond to antibiotics and pneumonia. He is survived by his ex-YL, Joanne, and sons Ben and Stephen. He is an inspiration to all who knew him and heard him speak or read his writings. He will be sorely missed. Vale George, G3RJV. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Continuing on with NTARC News. Technical session roundup. And it's over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to give us a rundown of the last Wednesday night's activities, and he says, as they say, a packed program tonight, so I hope I have managed to cover everything. John, VK7FJFD, brought in two mobile antennas, a helicaled made with a multiband with variable taps. The multiband had no information about the tapping, so Peter, VK7KPC, took John and his antennas out to the vehicle and tested the multiband with an analyzer to give John some idea and where to plug what. John's helical needs some fine-tuning and the heat shrink tubing applied. Ross, VK7ALH, had found another item of interest in his grotto, an ionization tester type GIB model 52C, made by Ericsson Trimax. It is capable of testing for insulation breakdowns up to 10 kilovolts and measuring leakage current up to 20 microamps. A very sturdy piece of equipment which caused much interest. Simon, VK7FSRM, finished off his work on the Linux computer and he joined the discussion group talking about video storage formats and VCR servicing of all things. Ebenezer, VK7AT, was a service person in the previous life and is very knowledgeable on the subject. He was also in his best behaviour as one of our two visitors that night, Marie, was sitting in his discussion group. All the jokes were reasonably clean. Marie is also aspiring to get her F-Corp in the near future. Her partner Dennis, another F-Corp aspirant, was being given instruction on the finer points of radio operation by Kevin, VK7KJL, in the shack. Dennis had even brought along his own communications receiver, a Yaesu FRG7700. Very nice. Peter, VK7KPC, had brought along various lengths of low-loss coax, one of which was just the right length to replace the temporary antenna feed to our IC22A monitor set in the meeting room. It was another job to secure the cable to the wall and make it tidy. Thanks, Peter. Peter, VK7PD, arrived and joined Ebenezer's discussion group along with Colin, VK7ZCF, Stephen, VK7ZSB, and Peter, VK7ZPE. Stephen later joined Bernie, VK7BR, in the workshop. Bernie had a very successful evening, getting his stepper motor controller working correctly, so he was extremely pleased. Peter, VK7ZPE, also brought along his latest acquisition to show us, a very neat 35-watt dummy load rated to 3 GHz with an end connector. Lots of interest there. So there we have it for another week. Oh, and thanks for the biscuits, Bernie. Thanks for that report, Idris. Now on to coming events. Technical sessions. Wednesday the 20th of March, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Why not pop in and catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some of our from our other attendees. That's what the evenings are all about. Anything from a technical or near technical nature is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for small gold coin donation. Special general meeting. To be held on Wednesday the 10th of April 2019 at the club rooms. Meeting to commence at 19:30 hours. This meeting will then be followed by April general meeting. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday commencing at 10:00 and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger for longer. Please remember that aside from good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and generally good fare are on offer. These coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. At the moment we have no cards awaiting for collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation for the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any of items of news you'd like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the following address, which is intark.emails@gmail.com. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary Intark Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Experimenters' Night wrap-up. Another productive night of radio experimenting on the Queen's Domain. Hayden, VK7HH, Richard, VK7ZBX, Murray, VK7ZMS, and Justin, VK7TW, were all deep in a 3.4 GHz panel transverters. Hayden brought along a nice PC-controlled VNA microwave generator that he was using for a 3.4 GHz signal generator. The unit was being used to pick up the cavity filters on Murray's panel. After some frustration with the filters, the generator was set up in VNA mode and the filters were swept with, which allowed Hayden to ensure the peak was where it should be. Final test was then done on the FT818 signal meter and all panels now read the same signal level. These panels are to be pressed into service for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day this weekend. Justin and Rod, VK7TRF, were beavering away on the DATV studio mounting pressure zone microphone control packs under the presenter's desk and tidying up microphone cabling. Justin spent some time reacquainting himself with the operation of the video mixer in the studio. Kim, VK7KB, brought along some interesting gadgets involved with antenna switching and coaxial cabling. These included RG213 phasing lines with professional splicing. These very quickly disappeared. Thanks, Kim. Ben, VK7BEN, was seen in the shack tuning the bands on the FT991 and using digital modes. On your Ben. There were many other conversations going on around the room, including about last week's presentation by Brian Coleman, G4NNS, on radio astronomy. This was a fascinating talk and will soon be available on the Reached YouTube channel. We get back underway next week with another experimenter's night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club rooms. So, if you have a project in planning, build, implementation, completion, or any other state, bring it along and show the thronging masses. Look forward to seeing you there. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. And now for something completely different from Winston, VK7WH. My wife and I are leaving on Thursday, the 28th of this month, to spend 2 weeks with our daughter and her family in Hawaii. While we are there, I have made arrangements to tour the radio room of the battleship Missouri, which is anchored in Pearl Harbor next to the Arizona Memorial. As part of the tour, I've been offered the opportunity to operate the station using the KH6BB call sign. I don't know the exact day, time or frequencies at this stage, but I will know shortly after I arrive on Friday the 29th our time. If anyone is interested in working KH6BB, could you ask them to email me at winston.henry@bigpond.com, that's winston.henry@bigpond.com, with KH6BB in the subject heading, and I'll advise them by return email as soon as I have full details as to when the visit will take place. I'll make sure the details are also spotted on the cluster, as well as particularly looking out for VK7 stations. Many VK7s have no doubt already worked a KH6BB, as I have, but if not, I can assure you it is a very nice QSL card to have on the wall. The Missouri has visited Hobart on at least two occasions, as well as previous Missouri, which visited in 1925, so there's a historic connection between Hobart and this great warship, on which the Japanese surrender was signed in Tokyo Harbour on September the 2nd, 1945. For further information, you can see that at www.kh6bb.org or look up the KH6BB webpage on qrz.com. And that's 73 from Winston, VK7WH. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now a technical article, an interesting item. Justin, VK7TW, has passed on this item and I've abbreviated the information. His email says in part, Loon Project HBAL494. I had been tracking the light high altitude balloon for a while and I assumed it was going offshore. Then later realised it was heading northeast, so has come in from further west, maybe Africa. It is now moving generally northeast towards Kalgoorlie. It would be interesting if it moves to the southeast and headed over to us. Could take a couple of weeks to clear VK and then on to New Zealand. I'll have to look and see if there are any info about telemetry beacons etc. on board. To make sense of all of this, bring up Flight Radar 24 on the net and search for on HBAL. In many places on the world map you will see balloon symbols. There is one over the West Australia at the moment. These balloons belong to Project Loon, designed to bring internet access to remote regions not served by traditional infrastructure. The helium balloons contain equipment that connects the balloons to each other, ground relay stations and the internet. They are also equipped with ADS-FB receivers, which makes them visible on Flight Radar 24. The balloons float in the stratosphere, gaining and losing altitude to find the right wind patterns to carry them where they need to be. They float above the weather system and commercial aircraft, generally between 55,000 and 70,000 feet. To learn more about the balloons, try a search on Google, Project Loon. And now on to regular gatherings and events over the coming months. regular gatherings. Soda Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Arch Street, Rochelle, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets at noon and the experimenters night from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, VK7, 23rd to the 24th of March, Meet the Voice at Ross. NTARC Special General Meeting, Wednesday the 10th of April at 19:30 hours. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. AU meters, VK7JGD. 40 meters, any operator. We have no one there at this stage. 20 meters, VK7ALH. 10 meters, VK7TPE. DMR Talk Group 3809, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. That's vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for the items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. For the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73 Smarip, VK7RI.